Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. This is Karen Owicki with Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. And today we have the privilege to be broadcasting live from Co-op Think 18, located here at the Sheraton Grand at Wild Horse Pass. And I have brought with me a partner in crime today. I have Ryan Reyes with Arizona Small Business Association. Welcome again.
Thank you, Karen. Glad to be here.
We're on repeat when it comes to the intro and the outro for these shows. And we are very excited to bring to you this afternoon Coastal Credit Union. We have Brandon McAdams, VP of Marketing with Coastal. Welcome, Brandon.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And tell us where Coastal Credit Union is.
Sure. Coastal Credit Union is based in Raleigh, North Carolina. So we have around 22 branches in that area. We have 250,000 members that we love to serve. And they are, since we're a credit union, they are our owners as well. So it's a fantastic area right in the RTP, Research Triangle Park. So we get a lot of the businesses that we serve and our members that we serve are IBM employees, Cisco employees, Lenovo employees, and people of that nature. So it's great.
How long have you guys been around?
Last year, we actually celebrated our 50th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we started out in a closet in a cafeteria in IBM.
Really?
Yep. Wow, that's cool.
That's incredible. And how many members did you say?
250,000.
Wow.
Yeah, we're about $3 billion in assets. And on the scale in the credit union space, we're pretty large. But obviously, with the competition that we usually face, the national competitors, they're over $1 trillion. In assets, and all the credit unions combined are $1 trillion. So
are you
all this together are just the same size as they are.
Yeah.
Are you centralized in just the North Carolina area? Do you go outside of it, or is it both Carolinas, I guess?
Yep.
I'm from Arizona, so bear with
me. No, that makes sense. No, we're focused mainly on about 16 counties around Raleigh, North Carolina. But we obviously have very diverse and powerful online banking system and mobile app and all that kind of fun stuff. So if you're traveling as a member or maybe you decide to move some other place, you still have access to all your finances.
And how many brick and mortar locations do you have throughout the state?
22. About 18 that are public facing and 4 that are actually on location at IBM or one of our other select employee groups that we help.
Fantastic. Yeah. So as VP of marketing, are you just on a high at something like this?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, both from the event itself, I take away a lot of ways that they do video, a lot of the ways that they have a fun event, they plan it, they execute on it, as well as all of the, you know, hearing all the new ideas and everything to focus on. It's always good to learn from others. You know, no reason to reinvent the wheel when you can see something really great going on.
Is this like your industry specific event that you attend the most, or do you do other events as well? Or
oh yes, I probably do about one conference a month, maybe something like
that.
It's a
busy bee.
it's a lot, but I really like this one because it is credit union focused, but it also brings in speakers from all over the world and in different industries for us to really learn, because we can, like probably any other industry, become very myopic and really only focus on what we're doing. And this one really brings in other perspectives to say, you know what, it may have been working so far, but it's not going to work forever. So here's some new ideas.
Yeah. I know it's only been really a day and a half yet, and there's two more days to go, or at least a day and a half. What's the greatest takeaway so far for you?
You know, I think one of the biggest things that we as an industry really need to figure out is how do we provide that same experience that the fintechs have, that you know, the national banks are providing, in a way that is affordable for our members, but without, you know, losing what makes us special, which is being member-centric and being owned by our members. How do we provide that without, you know, adding all the fees and all that kind of stuff that we don't provide? But, you know, doing infrastructure for digital banking is really expensive. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, you have to afford it some way. So it's working with credit union partners, both in the industry like co-op, as well as partnering with other credit unions to try to make something happen.
Can you define fintech for our listeners?
Sure. Fintech, you know, think about your Venmos, think about your Ubers. You know, it's these industries or these companies that start. A lot of them are obviously Silicon Valley, San Francisco, places like that, that they sort of spring up out of nowhere to sort of solve a need. And what's special about them is they usually are starting from from nothing, right? It's out of nowhere, we're going to build this thing and really connect people to something they want. You know, you're here, connect me to something I want. You know, I want to drive someplace and I don't have a car. So connect me with somebody that does have a car, which is Uber. And, you know, what is different for a lot of the legacy industries is we already have infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, we already have a large membership base. We already have a brand. We already have finances. And so it's quite a different challenge for somebody that's already established rather than somebody that's just starting fresh.
So the difficulty is trying to merge their processes with your processes to make sure it runs smoothly.
Correct.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, and be able to partner with other fintechs. One thing that Coastal realized was that we couldn't do it on our own. So we established a CUSO that is working with multiple other credit unions to bring in fintechs to be able to provide all of that in an authenticated environment so that we can still provide all your Venmos and your all the single use experiences that are awesome in one authenticated place. You don't have to worry about security, all your information's in one place. And it helps our members be able to have all access to that without having to worry about it. Because one thing I think people don't quite realize is a lot of the fintechs aren't regulated nearly as much. So for example, if you are a technology fintech, I think we learned today that you have about 26,000 regulations you have to worry about, which sounds like a lot. But in the finance industry, we have, you know, over 150,000. So it's a different scale of things that, you know, we have to be concerned with, and we're held to a higher standard. That doesn't mean that, you know, we can just sit by and say like, oh, well, let's just lower regulations and complain about it. We have to do something different, which for us is partnering with fintechs and other credit unions to really be able to provide that same experience without losing the security and losing who we are.
So are you, is that almost like a governing body kind of, if I'm understanding it correctly, mm-hmm. as far as the regulation component of it?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's just the U.S. government, the regulators that we have, NCOA or NCOA is the credit union equivalent to the FDIC. I'm sure you've seen that.
Sure.
So just our auditors and all the regulations statewide, federal, that whole thing that every industry has. It's just there's fintechs new. So there hasn't been enough time to really put in all the regulations and everything for them. Again, it doesn't make them bad or anything. It's just making sure that you know where your money is. Yeah. People are very easy to sort of sign on. Here's all my information. Just know everything about me for my every purchase I make. Here's my social security number. You know, swipe all that information so that I can, you know, see it a little bit better. You know, it's we are very easy to give over a lot of information. We just have to make sure we're asking the right questions.
Yeah, love it. Tell us about your role as VP of Marketing with Coastal. What are some of the exciting things that you're working on, and maybe even some of the challenges?
The biggest thing that I'm working on is how do we still provide that small town feel, that small town relationship that credit unions are known for, with the wider fintech and the wider space of wanting, you know, things faster and cheaper and better. We've been doing a regional marketing campaign called Bank Better. Mm-hmm. And we have a new mission, Bank Better to Live Better. So it's all about the idea that if you understand your finances better, if you save more, you spend less, you have more control over that, then you can live better. You can go have fun going to a baseball game. You can have fun, you know, retiring earlier. You know, you really, it's finances and health are really connected.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people, just to take a tangent, do you know the number one cause for bankruptcy?
Credit cards.
Health.
It's
health.
Yeah.
Health catastrophes.
46% of all bankruptcies are medical related.
Yes, I believe it.
And these are people that did everything right. Even people that had insurance, even people that, you know, thought they had it together.
Yep.
Half of the country doesn't have the ability to come up with $400 to meet an emergency need.
Yeah.
You know, these are people that at any moment could drop out and not be able to, you know, make that next car payment, make the next house payment, and suddenly their entire lives are changed.
Yeah.
You know, we have this vision of people that they're spending too much. You know, they're going out and to the restaurants or the, you know, to bars and having fun and going on vacations. And that's why they, you know, they did this to themselves. And there are some people that do that, but really it's more something crazy coming from nowhere and pushing them off.
Well, I think as society, we have a tendency to live above our means most of the time. And I think it's just trying to be able to curb that back a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing was the market crash. I think that started the process a little bit to be more obvious, you know, to that. But I think, going forward, I think just education really boils down to.
I love that you said that, because I was going to say in an earlier segments, Ryan has continued to be listening through a lens of education. Mm-hmm. And that's, is that what you're speaking to? That's part of this campaign then, is to help people educate them that there is a way to think differently about your finances and how to interact it so you can live a great life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what's interesting, if you do research on it, you know, I can speak to the, I'm blue in the face to say, hey, you need to save at least up to this amount, this many times a month. You need to have this automatic deduction. You need to make sure you're taking the 401k. Nobody, not very many people are going to get motivated by that.
Right.
So it needs to be, you need three things. You need the education or the knowledge, you know, what am I supposed to do? Then you need behavior changes, some way to, you know, ask somebody to do it. You know, example being, if I gave you $1 million, if you set up a direct deposit into a savings account, you probably would do it, right? But if I gave you $1, you may not. There's a form to fill out everything. So you have to find what the right motivator is. And the last is the products. You know, being able to have products that can do that. And so the Bank Better campaign is really trying to put all of that together into something that will help enact change and put people in the entire area that we serve in better footing.
Is that campaign that you have, is that also going into like schools? I'm thinking like more on the high school level to kind of get them ready as they enter so into important. The college life.
Yes. Yeah, we have a reality fair. It's a simulation.
Great name.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really neat. It's a simulation where a lot of our volunteers pose as different vendors for different things. So there's somebody that has housing, there's somebody that has clothing, there's somebody that's selling cell phones. And so their job is to go to, you know, when high schools are coming by, they get like a budget and they get a persona of who they are. And so they're going around to try to buy stuff. And it's the volunteers' jobs on our end to say, you know what, you can probably get by with a cell phone, but do you really want to? You know, you want the best one. Do you want the hand-me-down clothes or do you want some really nice clothes?
Yeah.
And so it's their jobs to really, you know, bankrupt
right.
the high schoolers.
Cool. Yeah.
And so they go through their budget and try to balance and stuff like that. It's those real world experiences make such a difference.
That really is brilliant.
Yeah, it's fun.
I have two kids in there, well, young adults, 21 and 23. One actually graduates from ASU tomorrow. And there are a lot of things we taught them well. Managing their money is the one area that I'm watching them now step into adulthood, and they're not as prepared as I had hoped they would be. Mm-hmm. Based on some of the things they've watched us do, the mistakes that we've made, but also even though I've said don't do what your dad and I did, right. you know, do this, we haven't given them that preparation quite like I wish that I had had as well. So this is extremely important. And to Ryan's point, so much of media and the way that our culture and our society is, it's give it to me now, mm-hmm. and I'll figure out a way to pay for it later. That obviously gets us into trouble, especially in the downturn of the economy.
Yeah, I mean it's fun to buy stuff.
Yeah, of course. I love the way you gave the example of this experience that these volunteers will say, you know, yeah, cell phones. Yeah, you need a cell phone, but you really want this top line. You want the new iPhone.
iPhone 10. You gotta have it.
Right.
Face recognition. Come on.
Yes. Right. So good to put them in those real life situations and have them have to know how to navigate through that. I'm exactly. very excited about
and
that.
And I like what he said, you know, as a parent as well, you know, just humbling them. Right. You know, making them go to a food kitchen, soup kitchen, whatever, just say, listen, you know, it's not always going to be rosy out there. And I like how you're incorporating budgetary reasons because our kids don't get that in our schools now.
Right.
So that's great as a credit union that you guys are actually doing that. That's very impressive.
Yeah. It's a critical piece because everybody's better off. They handle their finances better.
Sure.
You know, the whole nation. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, you know, one other piece just to mention, because I know that you're connected with small businesses, mm-hmm. correct?
Correct.
One thing that we did last year as a part of the 50-year anniversary was 50 Stories for 50 Years initiative.
Nice.
And, you know, one thing that we focused on a lot was getting the stories from the small businesses that we've helped. And it's just, there's always amazing stories, you know, because of, you know, I personally think that how we're going to get out of, you know, the transition right now, the whole macro economy is doing a transition from, you know, very industrial and digital to now this brand new space that we haven't quite defined yet. And I think small businesses really are the key to that. You know, I don't think it's going to be the big multinational companies that are going to get us through this. It's going to be small business doing a very particular thing for a segment of people. And so I think credit unions are just such a key piece to that. And it was awesome to interview some of these people that we have helped to say, you know, I couldn't find a loan anywhere. You know, mm-hmm. I was successful, but I didn't have you know, 2 years of tax returns and all the things that usually are required to start a business. And so to share those stories with everybody was very impactful for me. And I think in general, I recommend, you know, credit unions for small businesses to look at.
Well, it's funny you say that. That's what I'm extremely passionate about. I mean, our local entities, you know, in the federal or the credit union component, that's what I want. It's about partnerships. It's about let's collaborate together, come up with a solution, like you mentioned. And I think that's very key, especially in our market, because we, as Phoenix in general, and I'm a native, so I've seen it. So it's growing at such a crazy rate from different verticals. Yeah. That, yes, to your point, having small business is the backbone that truly is important.
Yeah. You know, a key piece, again, you know, I was mentioning before, you know, you have to have the knowledge,
sure,
which is a ton of knowledge. There's never been any more time period that you could find more knowledge on personal finance and finance for business as well. And then the behavior, you know, that's always a wild card. But the product space, you know, really is one that, you know, you have to watch out for, because there are, you know, a lot of the national banks, you know, they see how important knowledge is, and they have some really great financial education. But at the end, if the products that they're serving are very fee heavy, if they're ones that have tricks, if they're ones that, you know, will put you into a bad position, it doesn't matter how much knowledge you have, you know, ultimately they're going to get their money back. And so it's just something to watch and be aware of, and make sure you understand what kind of fees are there, when do they get triggered, as well as, you know, making sure they don't open up fake accounts in your name and things like that help as well. So
for Coastal, what would you say is your ratio, your percentage of via, you know, a true credit union member, and also business, like when you do loans and, you know, stuff like that? Do you have a nice blend, or is there something you maybe want to build up more than the other? Or
yep, I think that we can absolutely, we've been historically a large business lender, so government entities, things like that, that have, you know, a very large loan balance. We have a lot of work to do on the account side to really provide enough of those services for the small businesses. We're doing a great job on the loan side, but, you know, sort of those account services, the money management, the account opening, we still have a ways to go. And I'd really love to champion that forward, you know, working with especially some of these startup nonprofits that, you know, work with small businesses to come up with business plans and things like that, and then they compete with each other to be able to, you know, get funding and things like that. I think that would be an amazing thing to bring to the area, to be able to do that. I think it'd be very fun.
Very cool.
Love it. Brennan, thank you for sharing your time with us today. As the day has gone on, I just keep getting more and more knowledge around not only credit unions and the industry, but also my own personal responsibility around finances. So thank you for shedding the light on that, which is a little bit different than what everybody else has shared with us today. And continued success with Coastal. And hopefully you have your shades up, hashtag shades up for kids on your way home on your flight. I take it you flew out here. Right. Good. Thank you again for being with us. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio on Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Kara Nowicki.